Hello, everyone. I'm Heather Chastain, president of Shackley US and Canada, and we are here today talking about Shackley Science. As some of you may have heard, our beloved Dr. Daggy is retiring, and although he is stepping away from his day-to-day activities, he's still going to remain a part of the Shackley Science family. We're going to give you all the details of that going forward. I'm also joined here on set with Dr. Jim Brooks. Dr. Brooks joined Shackley in 2016 to head up our R&D team and really lead that charge of product innovation for the future. And I've asked them both here today to talk to us a little bit about the Shackley difference, what makes Shackley so unique, and talk about the future of R&D here at Shackley. But first, Dr. Daggy, on behalf of certainly me, my entire team here, and the millions of Shackley family members all around the world, we certainly want to congratulate you on a well-deserved retirement, but we mostly want to thank you. We want to thank you for the service that you've given. We want to thank you for the contributions that you've made to so many people's lives all across the world.
Well, thank you so much, Heather. It's, coming to Shackley, I've said before, is one of the best things I ever did in my career. Really felt at home here, and just wonderful to be part of the Shackley family.
When you think about, can you think back to why you joined Shackley to begin with? I'd love to. I'm always fascinated with why people choose Shackley.
Yeah, well, some people know I actually retired from the pharmaceutical industry. I was a vice president at one of the big pharmaceutical companies, and had a chance to retire in 2009. And while, you know, there are times that medicine is the right answer, I don't back away from that. My background is nutrition, and I felt like in this country and elsewhere around the world, there's an over-reliance on medicine, and I wanted to really get back to what I believe in, which is nutrition and prevention. And so that's what ultimately brought me here.
And I think as you think back through the products that you've brought, the solutions you've brought to the Shackley family, I know certainly the ones that come to mind, I know for probably everybody watching, are things like MindWorks, your contribution to the Smart Heart line. What are those things that you've done here at Shackley that you really are looking at and feel really proud about? I know we don't have 6 hours, so we can't go through all of them, but maybe a few.
Well, first I want to say that things that I worked on as part of a great team. You know, there's no one person who brings out the new products at Shackley. It's very much a team effort, and we're blessed to have really strong technical department here as well as the facilities, of our laboratories in order to bring new products to bear. But yes, you mentioned MindWorks. That was one of the first that I worked on that I was very, very happy to be part of. Blood pressure, the Life Strip and the Life Plan, all the way more recently, the Performance. And also, I think of it as a product, Health Print.
Absolutely.
As something where very challenging exercise to come up with a limited set of questions that help people understand what nutrition can do for them. So that would be another example.
Yeah, and as we talk about a little bit later, we're going to talk about sort of what the future looks like for really innovation in nutrition in general. But Health Print is really those first steps down that path of the future of where we're headed, I think, too. And I know you were so instrumental in that. And I know right about that same time, really working, it's not maybe the biggest launch we've ever had, but really working to get strong prenatal claims on our Vitaly and Vitaly. I know that's made a difference for so many people, too.
Yeah, that's something. Obviously, Vitaly has always been good as a prenatal, but to have it on the label and the tweaks that we made to make it even more appropriate. Very pleased to do that because there's really no better time, no more important time to consider nutrition than during pregnancy and in the period around pregnancy. So,
And
a small thing, but very important.
In working with you during that project, it's certainly, your commitment to that total wellness for a person. It really, it shines through in everything you do, but it particularly, I think, shone through in that product, your commitment to starting as early as possible, going all the way through through your life. It's wonderful. When you think about, you mentioned briefly the team around. And, many people know you as the face of Shackley Science, right? Our field certainly does. But I know that you're particularly proud of the strong and diverse team that you have supporting you at the Innovation Center and supporting all of our field members there.
Yeah, it's, Shackley is really privileged to have great scientists who've been with us for decades, all the way to, brilliant new talent. And it's something that very few companies, if any, in this industry would have, where you have people literally who've been with us about 40 years, have all that institutional memory, have seen every kind of, you know, ingredient quality issue, product complication, know just how to handle those difficult situations, and they're the ones who are mentoring the new scientists who are coming in. So, you know, that's a huge part of the Shackley difference, that we have that strong a team.
Yeah. So when you think about, maybe you can tell everybody a little bit as you're looking towards retirement. Mm. What does that look like for you? What are you looking forward to? And again, I know we're not losing you as part of our Shackley family. So maybe you can share a little bit about what that means in terms of your commitment with Shackley going forward. But I know there's some personal reasons too.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, there comes a time in life, and my wife Anne is fully retired. She closed all of her businesses a while ago, and all of our family is either on the East Coast or in England, mm-hmm. and we're just a long way, you know, from that biological family that we want to spend some more time with. So we have travel plans, and we have people already booking to come out and spend some time in California, and so we're looking forward to that. But I can't. It's not in my nature to completely step away from nutrition. So I'm glad that I'm still going to be part of the Shackley Advisory Board. Mm-hmm. You know, looking forward to that role, and you know, finding opportunities that I can still guide people on nutrition.
Yeah, and I should point out to everyone, while Dr. Dagi will be continuing on the Scientific Advisory Board and working with our Shackley Scientific Leadership Team going forward, he is officially retiring from Shackley Social Media. So all tags to Dr. Bruce Dagi will not go answered. So we should make that really clear that is a piece as you're carving back some of that time for yourself and that time for your family. We all know what that can be. So let's be really clear about that. Well, we're really happy for you and excited to look forward to the future of what that sort of looks like for you. Now, some of you may not recognize the gentleman sitting here, but Dr. Brooks has been a part of the Shackley Science leadership team since 2016. Mm-hmm. And you were brought in then to help lead and guide sort of look to the future of what this looks like. So you may not know a little bit of his background. So let me give you a little bit of background, and you can sit there and blush, Dr. Brooks, because it's quite impressive. Dr. Brooks has been a leader of research and development for over 30 years. Immediately prior to Shackley, Jim served as the head of global R&D and quality at Pharmavite, where he was in charge of product development. This is the leading retail brand of vitamins, all kinds of things, everything from probiotics to gummy-based thing, all kinds of great stuff. In addition to his incredible academic pedigree, Dr. Brooks also serves as an adjunct professor at Clemson University and as a member of numerous advisory boards and committees, including expert committees relating to dietary supplements for the U.S. Pharmacopeia and the Senior Science Advisory Council for the Council of Responsible Nutrition. And that's not even, I'm not even getting into all of his publications and everything else, Dr. Brooks. With that background, maybe you could share a little bit more color about that background and your journey. But as you're sort of doing that, with that resume, you could go anywhere. We'd love to hear why you chose Shackley.
Sure. I think, again, as I'd mentioned earlier, I actually started my career in academics, and sometimes, you know, exciting things happen, right, that change your life journey. And during that time, I was actually working on soy protein. So while I wasn't aware of Shackley at the time, we were somewhat linked, right, even through graduate school and through my academic career. As a part of that, I became I started collaborating with two pediatric allergists, one at Johns Hopkins Medical School and one at the Children's Hospital in Little Rock, Arkansas. And we were looking primarily at protein-mediated allergy. We were trying to define specific ways that we could help to address this problem because, again, for infants that are born with this or develop this, I mean, it can be fatal, or, you know, just what you feed them becomes a real problem. For the families as well as for the child. Again, when they're that small, they don't have a lot of resources, right? You have to come up with solutions very quickly, and you have to solve these problems. As a part of working on that, I was actually recruited then to go to Abbott Laboratories. At the time, they were in development of a product for children with severe allergy and intolerance, and they'd actually been working on that product for 7 years when I joined the company. So again, these are not products that you can simply do in 60 or 90 days. They take a lot of time and a lot of testing and a lot of thoughtful work. But that was really an introduction for me into nutrition that really makes a difference in people's lives. I actually spent the next 10 years working primarily on products for sick children or premature, you know, premature infants, et cetera. So again, that's really what launched me into this area. I moved on, as you've indicated, I mean, I've had a broad range of roles. I've managed agricultural plant breeding programs at two different companies, as well as doing product development and the quality piece. So I've worked all the way through the supply chain from, you know, putting a seed in, from figuring out what plants you can actually have to put in the ground to produce that seed, all the way through finished product, right? Because at the end of the day, you know, most of us don't head out to a farm and, you know, with a big basket. Most of us go to a store and try to buy things that are appropriate for our health.
Yeah.
I appreciated doing those various roles, but again, for me, it's about health and wellness. It's about a lifelong journey. You know, as Bruce alluded to earlier, we don't avoid medicine, but medicine generally is going to come in after the damage is done. Mm-hmm. So one of the opportunities, and again, nutrition and health is really a lifelong commitment and a lifelong journey. It generally is. You know, you don't do damage to yourself necessarily in 20 minutes or in 20 days. You do it over the course of a lifetime. So being a part of Shackley allowed me to expand the number of product opportunities that we have, the number of ways that we can really interact with people and touch their lives. Because again, this is very much the health that you have today and how you build towards your future 30 years from now, 40 years from now, 50 years from now. And an opportunity to be a part of that is very exciting. I'll also say that a big part of the excitement for me was the opportunity to come and work with Bruce because, you know, I'd heard of Bruce throughout my career. He and I had had a chance to meet on a couple of occasions, but more importantly, as well as the rest of the team, which Bruce has said is remarkable. Mm-hmm. But again, I hadn't met the rest of the team at that point in time. I do have to admit that the opportunity to work closely with Bruce was a big attraction for me. And I'm very, very grateful and excited that I'll continue to have access to his advice and guidance, you know, as we go forward.
Yeah, and you guys have described yourself as having a mutual admiration society, and it certainly has shown in the time that you've been here. The energy and the synergistic nature of the way you've worked together has really been exciting. You know, I think certainly one of the things that I've appreciated in the time that we've been working together is that rock solid commitment to quality and integrity of the ingredients that go in the product, result in what comes out of the product. And yeah, even just most recently on the launch of our brand new organic greens booster product, maybe just tell a little bit of the long journey that got us to finally where we were able to launch a product that met our quality standards.
That was interesting because on the surface, I agree, as you look at it, and again, Bruce and I work closely together on this one as well, as you look at the product itself, it seems very simple. It's like, okay, you go out and you get these, you know, few things and you blend them together and you create a terrific product. However, as I think everyone with Shackley knows, it really is about the quality and the integrity of the ingredients, the quality of the total process. And we actually struggled to find starting materials that met our standards and really met the needs, what we felt, of our consumer base, which, by the way, includes all of us our families.
Even materials that were sort of, that had big labels like organic and like the things that the average consumer would look at and go, well, of course that would meet our standards, and in fact did not.
No, and in fact it doesn't. So a big part of it is not just what the material is, what the vegetable is itself, but where it's produced. Mm-hmm. And we actually very much did a global search. I mean, it sounds, you know, maybe a little bit trite to say that, but we literally did a global search. Because again, it wasn't just finding that specific crop or that specific vegetable. It was identifying the specific growing location, the specific growers themselves that were really able to meet our standards, wanted to meet our standards, and right. were in a location where they could produce material that would meet our standards.
Yeah, and it was just gratifying as we think about sort of what the future looks like here, and we're going to talk about that in just one second, but just maybe just continue to reinforce that commitment to integrity, that commitment to quality that has been such a part of the Shackley legacy. I know it's in really good hands here, and I know that was a big piece of you're sort of finally getting to the place where you felt like you could make that decision, retire, because
right.
like, let's be honest, right, you've been thinking about this for a little while, but wanted to make sure it was in
good hands.
In good hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, Dr. Shackley, there's a saying Dr. Shackley used to say, to heck with yesterday, what's doing today? So talk a little bit, if you both would please, about sort of the vision for Shackley Science going forward and even beyond. I'm not talking about conference launches. I'm talking about sort of what does the future look like and what areas are you both really excited about our research and our energy that we're putting towards?
I think obviously there's a lot of exciting areas, and I think going with Dr. Shackley's comments, where the future is going to take us, we may not necessarily know immediately. What we know right now, and again, an area that Bruce and I have talked a lot about, is that concept of personalized nutrition, right? Fundamentally, all human beings need 28, 30, you know, basic nutrients, right? But then other things that are important to our health that we, you know, that can be part of our diet, in addition to the amounts of those compounds, you know, can be very different depending on who we are, you know, depending on us as individuals. And I think as the technology and the science continues to grow in that area, the area of personalized nutrition, us really being able to focus this more directly towards an individual in a very specific way versus a very general way, is an area that we're very excited. Now, unfortunately, you know, the science isn't 100% of the way there at this point in time, but it will develop over time, and it is growing, and it's changing dramatically. So it's an area that we're really excited about. There are a number of specifics in there, but I'm going to now refer to Bruce and let him talk a little bit as well.
Yeah, it's a great point, Jim. I mean, we've been talking in the field of nutrition for at least a couple of decades now, maybe three or more decades, about getting to personalized nutrition. And finally, the science is getting us to that point where we can talk about what you yourself actually need, and I think that's very exciting. But the other thing I want to say, coming back to the comments about the green booster, mm-hmm. Jim has a very, very solid background in the agronomy side of nutrition, much more than I do. He spent a lot more time walking in farmers' mm-hmm. fields than I have, and although I did a plant breeding program too, but this is really you know, a strong area of expertise for Jim, and I think that's so important for us in this day and age. There are so many problems happening out there in the fields mm-hmm. in terms of the quality of the raw materials. And we have to be in control of that as the best we can. And I think Jim is the right person to do that for us.
That's excellent. Well, I am grateful for you both for taking time to share with us. And I know for all the millions of people out there who are focused on helping create a healthier life for everyone, that I can join them in their voices to say thank you to both of you, Bruce, for your dedication in the past and your commitment going mm-hmm. forward, and Dr. Brooks, for everything that you are looking forward for us and helping us create here at Shackley. Thank you both very much, and thank you all for joining us today. All right.